All right. Happy Boxing Day. And we have a very special guest. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. No Jong Lee today. Producer T. Scott in the booth. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the aforementioned Producer T. Scott. And no at Degenerates 975 because there's no Jong Lee.
You can Jong usually runs that.
Yeah. So you can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And most people are taking time off here, most of the big shows.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
You know, even Joel and Barry, that scrubby show, they've got the week off.
Yeah. So you know who didn't take the week off?
Us.
And not only that, we brought in another superstar.
Do you want to introduce him?
I want you to introduce him.
All right. I brought in our former colleague, former boss. He's like you, Fred. You guys have a lot in common because he's also management. You and Jong and Dave Tepper are management, and I'm not. Dave Tepper is here. What's going on, brother?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Good Christmas. Long time, my friend.
Back in the beautiful age, for sure. Fred is management now?
Fred is management. I showed you where Fred's office is.
I can't believe this place is still standing. Incredible.
Unbelievable.
I am personally responsible for that whole wing over there.
My God. Yeah. I saw that over there. I said, they give Fred a management job, and they open up an entire different part of this floor.
Yeah.
I saw your office. The only way I knew it was yours was because there was five pictures of you in there.
Yeah, they're all the pictures that my wife won't let me have at home. So I just brought them and put them up somewhere.
How do you know it's Fred's office? Because Fred's face is everywhere. Because Fred's an egomaniac, Dave.
You can tell easily.
Hey, man. I love you guys. Merry Christmas. And I just, we're in town because there's a new addition to Rachel's family. There's a new baby here in the Houston area, Cameron Oaks.
Everybody loves babies.
Yeah.
Except for
everybody.
Yeah.
I held this child yesterday for the first time.
How'd that go?
And it tooed within about 30 seconds. Oh. And it farted the whole time. And I mean, I could feel the diaper filling. And I didn't know if it was me or the Texans. I wasn't sure if it was happening at the exact same time. And both, I'm sure, were equal reasons to crap your pants.
Equally filled with fecal matter, both of the diaper and the Texans.
Yeah, at least the babies didn't take 3 hours.
It's true.
At least it was over fast.
Yeah. It's good to be back for a moment. Good to see Tyler over there, and just nice to be hanging around. Snow, who I know runs this place, so it's good to be in. Thank you guys for having me.
Our pleasure, my man. I'm glad you were able to stop by. Talk about life in Omaha. What have you been up to the last couple of years that you've been gone from here?
Yeah, it's been almost 3 years, believe it or not.
That is a long time.
Yeah, it's gone quickly, and it's been great. I'm running four stations up there, which is what I left for in the first place. I get to run a really big sports station there, 1620 The Zone, which is really a big Midwest sports station, one of the first 24/7 sports stations in the country. We're doing really good things there with our lineup. I get to run the College World Series for Westwood One, get to produce those games from scratch, a preliminary games. That's been a great experience. Run a news talk station. Fred, I get to run a Spanish music station.
Bueno.
Yeah. ¿Cómo está? Acapulco, este muy
guacamole.
Caliente. I mean, I learned it because of our is Deportes still down?
No,
the
they
hall?
Left.
No,
they left.
No, they've...
They left, which means there's never used toilet paper in the trash cans in the bathroom now.
Yeah.
So it's a new thing for us.
I tell people that story still to this day about going in there and literally seeing used toilet paper in the trash can.
Yeah.
So I can't complain. And I'm working with our old friend Donna Baker again. I drive into Kansas City every week.
Not wise, guys.
Not wise.
So you're doing Chiefs games.
I am. She called me up after this past College World Series. I sent her a note. I said, hey, if you have a chance to listen to how we make these games sound on satellite, please do. I think we have these things cranking up pretty good. And she says, hey, you want to get your foot in the door with the Chiefs radio network? Because she runs that network out of KC. She's back there now. Hmm. But she was there before she was running our stations here, before they got sold to Gal. And I said, yeah, I got to drive in every week. They put me up in a hotel. I'm in their studio. So I'm a studio coordinator. So I help put together a bunch of the audio for pregame features, halftime, postgame. I also get all the NFL highlights, get all those cleaned up and ready to go whenever they want to run desks during games and give updates on what's going on. And that's a blast, man. Being a part of an NFL broadcast is really, really intense in a good way. So I've been doing that, man. So I'm staying very, very busy. It's been a good move professionally, but I miss you guys, believe me.
You have a side piece in KC?
I don't. I'm working on it, though, Fred.
You got to find one of those.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going there once a week, man, that's almost perfect.
Yeah, but now the season's almost over.
Yeah.
So that's the time when they get
lonely. And that creates problems because then it's like, oh, we just got together, and now I've got to wait until, you know, next year.
Yeah, it's not. It's a mess. It's too late now.
Never mind. Well, something to work on for next season.
Not for lack of trying, Fred. Believe me, I tried to learn from you, and I'm just not quite the Falcon. But so far, my trips there have been productive, not that productive.
Spreading your eggs all over the Midwest.
Yeah, I spread them, but just, you know, there's no one else around.
Right. Yeah, a bunch of little teppers running around that we don't know about.
You know, in towels.
The Chiefs games. What's it entail for you exactly? What exactly are you doing with them?
I mean, I go in on game days. It's about a 9-hour day. So,
no, I'm out on that. That's too much.
It's wild. So basically, I'll be in their studios. I'm not at the stadium. And about an hour before the game, we start pre-recording a bunch of pieces with Art Haynes, who is their studio anchor. And then we do a local pregame show that's about 2 hours long. And that's a big radio network. I didn't know that till I came on board. It's the second, at least so they tell me, it's the second largest radio network in the NFL behind Dallas.
Wow.
And it reaches a lot of folks. And so our network pregame starts about 2 hours in, and we don't do a whole lot with that. But then once the games get going, we just got to be ready with highlights of different games going on. We run the halftime. I run the halftime show out of there. And then I put together a lot of the postgame stuff with Andy Reid and the different audio that comes in from the stadium, player interviews and this kind of stuff. So it's literally about a 9-hour sprint. I mean, I haven't been a part of something quite that intense really ever. It's pretty, I mean, it gets going pretty good, especially on days when there's games going on across the league. It's a blast, but it's tough. I'm lucky I haven't been blown out of there just yet. The College World Series stuff that I do for Westwood One, that's helped me. Because if I didn't have that experience and I got this call to go do that, I think I'd have probably screwed everything up. So far I'm hanging in there, and looks like we're gonna get a playoff game out of it too.
Well, and since Andy Reid gave up play calling, they look like the Chiefs that they were at the beginning of the season.
They do. I mean, they basically just went back to running the football. I mean, Kareem Hunt is legit, and they just started running the ball. And Alex Smith, I've been waiting for his wheels to fall off, and they just haven't. He's been having an incredible season so far. And defensively, they've been able to tighten some things up. But you guys know the game. I mean, it was just weird. Like midway through the season, they just stopped running the football, and everything kind of unraveled. Their passing game wasn't as good. Their defense was just on the field too much. And they had this three-game run of inexcusable losses. I mean, you had in New York, it was Giants, it was Bills and Jets. And you go 0-3 against those teams, and you're lucky that you even have a chance to be in the playoffs. But, Fred, like you said, once Andy Reid said, maybe I'm doing too much, they've been able to get things going again. They're probably going to run to the Baltimore Ravens in the first round, and that's a scary matchup for anybody with Flacco and that defense. But they've at least done enough to win the AFC West and get themselves a home playoff game.
Yeah, I still hate them for that Giants loss. That killed my suicide pool. I've been saving them all year for that game, basically. Yeah, thanks. I blame you.
It was an inexcusable. I mean, you can't, even if you go 2-1 against those teams, but to go 0-3 – against those teams that, what, I mean, I don't know what they are combined. You could probably count on one hand the amount of wins. Well, no, the Bills
have 8 wins.
That's fair. The Bills have actually had a good year.
I think the Jets have 4 and the Giants have 3. So
yeah, I mean, but the Bills have turned out to be a decent team. AJ's team might sneak themselves in. So hoping that they run into either the Titans or Bills or somebody else, if they run into Baltimore, that might be the end of it. But nonetheless, you play for a chance to get into the tournament, and they've done that, so I'll get one more game check, so I can't complain.
What about the, Omaha itself? I mean, everyone, of course, when you left said, you're leaving for Omaha? And everyone just pictures there's a bunch of corn and a stoplight. What's Omaha been like?
There is a stoplight, and I found it, which is nice. And there's electricity there, believe it or not.
Outhouses or real toilets?
Outhouses. Oh, okay. And I want nothing different. There's real toilets, but I prefer the outhouse. I insist on the old school way to do it. And it's an underrated city, I'm telling you. I mean, if you haven't been there before, especially for a College World Series, you should be. There's about 1 million people there. It's a good-sized town. It reminds me of Austin when I first moved there about 15 years ago. And it's been good to me. I mean, it really is. I recommend that people have a chance to swing through. They should do it. It's an up-and-coming beer town, not quite like what you have here with Carbach and all the different St. Arnold and the Buffalo Bayous, but they try. Food's okay. What I miss the most is it's not as obviously diverse as things are here.
You mean there's only white people?
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's more blacks and Mexicans than you would think. I run a Mexican music station.
That's true.
And there's 3 Mexican music stations in the city. There's 2 sports stations. I've got more competition for my Mexican music station than I have for my sports station. So it's more diverse than you may think. But it's obviously not like a Houston or Los Angeles, some of these other bigger cities that I've been lucky enough to live. But professionally, man, it's been good. The city, I do recommend to people. I found for the most part that there's people that either like it or people that have just never really been there before. What's good about it is it's your expectations are low. You know, low expectations are totally underrated. So if you go and do things with low expectations, you're going to actually be pretty surprised. And it's a good city. We got a good house. Rachel and I bought a house there, and we've been there about 3 years, and I'm definitely ready to start looking for our next steps for sure. We didn't go there to stay,
yeah.
But professionally, we definitely got what we came for, and the city is I can't say enough. It's underrated. I wouldn't say go there for the sake of going there, but if you have a chance to go for any reason, do it. I mean, you'd be surprised. It's cool. Tip.
I've been there before, but it was probably 18 years ago. It's been a while, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You want to hang for one more segment, talk some Texans with us?
Whatever you guys like. I'm good. Honored to be back here with you guys.
Because trust me, there's a lot to talk about with these Texans, Dave. It was an exciting game yesterday. It was one of those games.
It was a thriller. It was a thriller.
Honestly, it could have gone either way. A play here, a play there.
Yeah, it could have been 50-0. It could have been 34-6.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but there were it could have been 34-7.
Yeah.
I mean, there really one play difference
34-8 even.
Could, maybe. Let's not get crazy. But there was really one play that took it from being 34-6 that could have made it 34-7. I think we can talk about that. I mean, it's an exciting time to be a Texans fan. So I think they want to hear about it.
I have to tell you, I was so proud that I was able to come up with a column off that crap game yesterday that was at least mildly entertaining.
Not me. I was so drunk.
I was holding a baby that was filling a diaper at the exact same time.
Yeah, so you had they should have named the baby TJ Yates.
Can we start with a Christmas celebration, the Christmas gift that I gave to everyone?
Yeah.
I've been sucking betting the NFL. I've been sucking betting college basketball for the last few days. I told everybody Utah -6 was my biggest college football bowl play of the year.
Yeah.
And I could not emphasize. I maxed out my allowable play on my site. And Utah covered.
And
that's a gift for the people.
And I followed you on that one because remember how I've been down almost all year?
You're up.
I am now up for the year thanks to the San Francisco 49ers. And
Fred, you have a way of always winning.
No, I don't. Believe me, this year has been a freaking grind. I was down about 10 units at one point and now up 4 and picked up another one thanks to AJ today. So, but yeah, I think I've gone 10-2-2 down the stretch here to go from in a nice hole to being up a little bit. So, money line bet on the 49ers for the max.
Nice.
Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz with Dave Tepper in the house. Always fun. God, it's good to have you on, man. It's good to see you, brother.
Holiday guest list, man. Desperate times.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Found out during the break, Fred's vice president of this place. Incredible, Fred.
I told you, Fred's management.
No, I know, but vice president is different.
Yeah, well, listen.
That means if the president dies, I take over.
And I know you're working on that.
I would never do such a
no
thing.
No way Fred outlives Gal.
No, no.
No,
no
way.
He's a...
That dude lives right.
Yeah, he does. Although I've got him onto whiskey now.
I think
This could be my chance to make that happen.
Make it happen, Fred. I mean, you're literally a spot away.
No, I'm more interested in retiring in 2 years than I am taking on anything else. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Well,
and then what'll happen to the Blitz? No. This show is one of my most proud accomplishments. No, I don't have a lot of proud accomplishments, but this is truly, truly one of my proudest accomplishments is getting you all together, and what you guys have done in this city with this show is just awesome.
I'll be out on the streets is what it'll happen.
And Fred is going to either fire you or retire.
No, he'll
fire me. That'll be his last thing he does before he retires is fire me.
No, he's it's going to be the AJ Hoffman show, and then we're going to bring in some guy to co-host, but he doesn't get his name in the show. This is what AJ wants.
That is what I've always wanted.
Yeah.
You guys are going to ruin everything.
I'm going to be in that. I hope to be in that position in 2 years. It doesn't mean I'm going to. It just means I hope to be able to retire in 2 years.
Yeah, don't ruin this. This city loves you guys.
Yeah. By then they'll get.
I mean, not everybody, but I mean, a lot of people love you guys. You can't please everybody, but
a couple people.
It's the longest running sports show in town, right?
Unbelievable, right?
It's unbelievable that the competition can't do better than this.
I know. I bet when you put this thing together, you're like, oh, this will last. This will buy me a year or two until I can find some real talent.
God, we got a local show. I mean, that's terrific. Maybe we can put some money on top of this thing. And now look at you guys.
I think essentially when you brought me in, I became like Alex Smith. And you thought it would be like a 1 year, 2 year stopgap. And like suddenly I ain't great for sure, but I'm keeping this thing afloat enough that you're like, well, what are we going to do? What can we find that's better than this?
You've done well. I mean, I remember I was even nervous. I mean, I love you because I worked together in Houston or in Austin with him. I was like, oh, this guy's not mature enough to come here into Houston. Right. I can't imagine.
My favorite part, I tell the story all the time about AJ's tryout, and it did not go well.
This is when you actually had to eat the bird, right?
Yeah. And the tryout didn't go well, and then we went through all these people. And
you sucked that day. That wasn't my fault.
No, that was not, that was on you, but that's okay. Because then David and I sat down and started talking about who we liked, and it's like, well, and John and I said the same thing. It's like, I know it didn't go well, but I think there's a lot of potential there with AJ. And you're like, well, I was hoping you would say that because I think the same thing. And then it happened, but it was funny because and then our first couple shows were just awful.
I remember. I remember you both were in my office separately going, what have I done? AJ's like, thank God I'm renting. I say, guys, just give it. This is how shows. This is just give it a minute here. Let's see what happens.
Then we went over to Nick's place, had a couple beers, talked it all out. And the next show from then on, it's been smooth.
Well, and you still hate each other, but you're able to at least.
Right, but right. That's good.
Come together.
We play off that.
That's what
you're supposed to. You don't want a bunch of guys sitting around kissing each other's asses for 3 hours. What makes the show terrific, one of the things, is how different you guys are. So I'm proud of you. I really am.
Yeah, although he's really got me into craft beer now. So we've got that in common.
Yeah, you guys have a good thing going with Carbach.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to swing by there. You should. I think tomorrow before we go to New Orleans, I want to take the wife over to the new car bar.
Go check it out. You haven't been to the restaurant
see
yet.
The restaurant, I should
that's
say.
That's a good spot.
Poutine.
Get some poutine.
It was right after I left.
Yeah, that place is really nice. And Eric brings us beer every week or every 2 weeks,
that's
which
what
is
he
cool.
Said.
Yeah.
Hey, and
it's funny how both of you are management, but none of you remember that we teased the Texans during this segment.
Eh.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Talk Texans.
That's management thoughts right there. Meh. That was the game of the year yesterday, and you guys are just blowing over it like it's no big deal.
Do people care about them? Like,
I don't think so. I think people stopped caring.
I mean, after Deshaun Watson got hurt, because I could feel that. I mean, I was like, boy, But I mean, really, it seems like from that point, it's just been. I mean, the
that was the most Houston thing, by the way. The Astros win the World Series, and less than 24 hours later, like while we're waiting, it was maybe 10 minutes before we came on air to do the. So it was like 3:50. We're about to do the World Series show the day after they win the World Series, and we've planned this like. This grand, like, ass-kissing of the Astros for finally making this town not the worst sports town. And 10 minutes before we start, Deshaun Watson out for the season ACL. And we're like, what do we do? What do we do? And we just, so we pretended that Deshaun Watson was fine until 5 o'clock. So we had an hour where we were excited about the Astros. Yeah. It was great. And then it was like, okay, guys, but that's all good that they won. But now we suck again.
I mean, I'm watching that. Yesterday with, of course, a bunch of Texans fans. And it's still, all right, so there's not a lot of talent. Guys are hurt. There's been incredible injuries. But still, some of the play calling is outrageous. I mean, when you're talking about being down at the goal line in the second quarter within the five-yard line, and you're throwing it around with a T.J. Yates, you're not even trying to run the ball very well.
And you ran the ball all the way down there.
I'm scratching my head going, take away the personnel, and what are the choices being made by the play callers?
Even Tirico's questioning you, which he almost never does doing play-by-play. You're like, why are you running the ball all the way down here? And Alfred Blue, and O'Brien addressed it after the game. Well, he got stuffed. And he goes, yeah, he got stuffed and then almost turned it into a touchdown. Why don't you give the guy the ball a couple more times? Or at least once. Just run it. Especially if you know you're going for it on fourth down. Why not run the damn ball there? Even if you lose a couple yards, okay, now you can pass it. It made no sense. But frankly, this team has been so hard to watch. Yeah, you know how many touchdowns they've scored in the last five games? Touchdowns. Five. How many games do you win when you're scoring a touchdown a game?
Not a lot, I guess.
And that's why they're 0-5.
Zero is the exact number. Not a lot is maybe a little too vague. Zero is the answer.
So it's just been hard to watch. And it's been tough to come up with something to talk about or write about these clowns. But somehow we managed to do it. So.
Yeah, I mean, but there's... I would think that there is excitement about Deshaun Watson. I mean,
absolutely.
That dude was in there, I mean, you could tell. I mean, the potential that that guy has is very exciting. It's just a matter of a guy like that being able to stay healthy enough, I guess.
Yeah, that's, well, I'm behind this offensive line.
Right.
Good luck. I mean, how many concussions have quarterbacks gotten from this offensive line this year?
What was that Henke guy? What is that?
I have no idea.
What do you mean, what is he?
We're watching that. I'm going.
He's the future.
Watching that going, well, there goes Yates. Who are they going? Then he gets knocked out. I said, oh, my God, I think Fred's about to play quarterback.
I remember betting on him when he was at Old Dominion.
Old Dominion.
That's about it.
Actually,
that's all I can tell you.
At halftime, they did a contest. It wasn't televised, but, like at the bowl games where they have the kids throw the footballs into the Dr. Pepper cans. They did that.
Okay.
She got the first two.
Who would be the backup quarterback? And it turns out it was an 11-year-old girl was the official backup quarterback to start the second half. But then TJ Yates got cleared and he never needed to come off the field again. But had TJ Yates been hurt, an 11-year-old girl named Macy, she would have been she would have been the quarterback for the Texans.
And maybe could have been Watson's backup next year if she would have played all right.
Potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't take a lot to jump up in the lead on that race.
If you want it. Careful what you wish.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Dave, you're welcome to hang around as long as you want.
Yeah, how much time you got?
Hey, as much as you get. Well, I guess until 5, until I got to go and feed that kid for Rachel's
we'll keep you around, then.
Sister's
okay.
New baby.
You have to feed
it? A sweet young kid. I don't, but actually, I have to go pick up food. Ninfa's on navigation. There's only one Ninfa's to hit, opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to go pick up some food there and take it
over.
You
going to get some of the bacon-wrapped jalapeno things?
Yes, actually, and get some queso. I mean, who'd have thought in Omaha the Mexican food sucks? With all the Mexicans there, I still would have thought, I mean, what are y'all doing here?
It's so funny. Whenever the wife's out of town, the first thing she says when she gets back, let's go get Mexican food.
That's right.
Because I'm pretty sure they don't have it in London. I don't know. Never been.
Well, they may try. I mean, people try in Nebraska. It doesn't mean it's good. I mean, it's good for, I guess, if you don't know better. But, I mean, we at this table, Tyler, we know better.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Even the big boss is here today.
Yeah.
Chatting with Dave. That's what Dave Tepper does. He brings out everybody.
He does.
Yeah. All the important people come to see him. So, got any action on this Northern Illinois Duke
nope.
game? Yeah, me either.
No, I do think Northern Illinois wins, though.
Yeah.
I wanted to play it. I ended up not. Dave Lamont told me to ask you how it feels being famous for DeAndre Hopkins' genitals. Did you know that that was still something you're famous for?
I think of that penis shot when I see, because he's turned out to be terrific. And can't see that guy make a catch without thinking of that penis. I mean, I remember that shot. I broke that story.
You did.
David DeLotti was very jealous, but yet he gave me credit for it at the time.
Penis?
I remember waking up. It was about 9 a.m. on a weekday or whatever, and then opening up Instagram, and I went, there's a penis in that guy's hand. There's DeAndre Hopkins. I should probably screenshot this. This looks like breaking news. And I sent it over to David DeLotti. I remember David was asking him pictures about it.
Yeah.
Or asking him about the picture at some press conferences. And
balls.
That guy, all comments aside about how bad that team is, that guy's turned out to be an incredibly durable.
Oh, he's good.
Productive. I mean, he is.
He wasn't last year. Once he got that contract, dude, he's been fantastic.
He's had a great year, and he
which is unbelievable.
Really,
given
really a nice piece for this team.
It's pretty unreal given what he's got throwing to him.
I agree.
You know, you don't get much worse than what he's had to deal with, and he's hanging in there.
No, I. It's hard to deny what that guy's doing on the field, but yes, I'm here to break news, and I broke that news, and yes, that's definitely
you're still
one
famous
of my
for it.
Proudest moments. That's exactly right. So, Lamont, thank you. That's what we do, right, Fred? We break news.
Penis.
Exactly.
Not so much. I don't.
Exactly.
I'm past all that.
I don't think I wonder if I still have that in my phone. Every once in a while, I'd like be scrolling.
You have a screenshot of his dong
pictures
still?
I remember
that's
I
like
looking
the,
at vacation picture. I go, whose crank is? Oh, that's right.
That's like the Dominic Soxie shark pic that people want to see. Literally, people to this day will come up to me. They came up to me Friday at the Christmas party and asked to see the shark pic. So
yeah,
it's still a very popular thing. I would imagine having a picture of DeAndre Hopkins' crank would be very similar.
I don't have that anymore, I don't think. But DeLotti, I'm sure it's probably his screensaver.
Well, he probably got it blown up and put on his wall.
DeLotti's like all in on the supercuts now. And I imagine that he's got that picture in, hanging from much of the establishment.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's terrific.
I'm pretty sure if you go in the back, you can see it at every one of them.
The back? I would put that thing right up front to welcome everyone in.
Sometimes the little kids look
up.
Although
that's my property, I think. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yeah.
He's the one that broke that news?
I think so.
He should be paying you royalties. I mean, just saying.
Is the Astros buzz still rolling? That's got to be, man. No?
Yes
people
and
are
no.
over that? Wow.
I don't know if they're over it. It's just... You're getting pretty far removed from it now. It'll
Dave,
get exciting
day,
again when
at the end of the day, it's baseball.
Yeah,
and a football town. I mean, it's
yeah, fair
the
enough.
Same way. And I mean, the Rockets are one of the best teams in the league, but no one cares because
really,
it's still football season.
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically it is.
And I couldn't pry myself away yesterday. I know everybody says Christmas Day is like the official start of NBA season. There were two football games on. I could care less about the Raiders or the Eagles. I mean, the Raiders are out of playoff contention. I still watched every minute of that game versus...
If you bet on the Raiders, you cared there at the end.
Oh, boy. Boy, you better hope you got that plus 10.
Yeah.
Better hope. But yeah, for some reason, I just can't really get... I mean, I'll watch NBA on Tuesday nights or Wednesday nights or Friday nights, but for the most part, Thursday, Sunday, Saturday, Monday... Those are football days for me still. I don't have much time to watch basketball.
Are you guys finding that what people are saying, because obviously in an NFL town here, that the popularity of the league is less?
People say that around here, but I think that's for two reasons. I think one, the product here is very awful.
Right.
Two, most of the people who live here are Republicans. Okay. And that is like sort of the Republican narrative is that the NFL's down because of protests and things like that. I'm a big believer the NFL is down because television is down. Like so many people have gotten rid of television. And if you look at the NFL's ratings and where they've gone from year to year versus every other television show where it's gone year to year, the NFL's doing fine. I mean, it's just the TV ratings are never going to be as high as they were because less and less people have television.
Well, and they're streaming games on Amazon and Twitter and all this now. It's no different than what we go through when we tell people, hey, check us out on the app. You know, that's going to take away ratings when you do that. And I think that's a big part of it is we're consuming it. I think as many people are watching it, but we're consuming it in all these different ways that aren't as measurable.
It's funny when the Thursday night games started to happen every week. I was really excited about it. And I think that for me personally as a fan, I think that Thursday night, there's not the sense, like the NFL, there was a sense of urgency to it. And the quality of the game or whatever it may be, I mean, that's obviously debatable that it's not as good. Guys aren't as healthy and you just can't prepare like you normally would. But for me, I like not having a Thursday game this week. I liked it. And there was something about the NFL that it was Sundays, it was about the NFL, Mondays was the same. And when they went to being every Thursday, I liked the idea at first. And I stand corrected. I can't remember the last Thursday game that I'm like, man, I really can't wait for it. Falcons Saints a couple weeks ago was pretty good, but there's
been a sloppy game though.
Not a sense of urgency to me. I really have grown to dislike those Thursday games, and I don't know if I'm just speaking for myself on that, but I feel that that has a lot to do with it. In my opinion, it's just as a consumer, I just don't have the excitement because I can get games so often now.
Oh, I still do because that's one more game that I get to see in real time, you know, because there's only come Sunday, there's eight games going at once.
So you like that, the Thursday stuff.
Oh,
that
I do. I love it.
You.
I
okay.
love it.
Yeah, it may just be me.
There's eight games going at noon. You can't possibly watch them all. You know,
well,
so
sure you can. You get on DirecTV and you get that screen.
Yeah, but
like games,
you, you and I both know that's not the same thing as watching the football games.
Don't you find that the ratings, though, in some way, for those of us that have it, and it can't be that hard to get, I mean, is Red Zone? I mean, Red Zone, to me, is still a terrific way to watch the NFL.
I don't get
on
Red
Sunday.
Zone anymore.
DirecTV
got rid of Red Zone, I think.
Right. You have to.
Really?
Yeah, so you have to pay like 40 more bucks for it. And frankly, with the Game Center, I'd rather have that because I can watch either four games or eight games on one screen.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll be on the Texans game, and when they go to break, I'll flip over to the other channel and watch all the other games until the Texans come back, which you can see on there. So it'll pop up. And to me, that's a hell of a lot better than Red Zone because I'm getting to watch all the games and see what's going on and see what sets things up.
I'm still
I'm picking which game I want to look at. So
interesting. Yeah, I still get the Red Zone pretty easily. And when I have a chance to watch it, that's even when I lived here. I mean, I thought that was the way to do it. No commercials.
It was nice.
Jumping around to important parts of games. I don't know. But I agree, AJ, as you said, even as it is not as high as it was, the popularity and the eyes and the attention it gets is still greater than everything else that's on.
This one, what are you going to watch on Thursday instead? If the NFL,
I still
was
watch it. That's the thing is here. I say that, I get a sense of, but I don't not.
You
watch
might not
it.
Be as like, oh
I still
yeah,
watch it.
Football,
no,
but I mean, you're still going to watch it versus everything else.
That's exactly.
If there's a good college game on instead
on Thursday nights,
yeah, I'll watch that.
I mean, there's never a good. I mean, you might get like a MAC game.
No, you get a lot. I mean, no, because you get a lot of AAC games, and so you'll have Houston, Memphis, and stuff like that.
You're the only one who thinks that's good.
Most colleges probably got out of the way.
No, they
do. Don't want to mess with it.
Actually, the ratings on those are really good, even locally. So I'm not the only one, but a lot of people happy to hear you, Dave. So
you're very popular.
I love you, folks. Here, I do. I miss you. I do.
Well, we love you, man, and I appreciate you coming in. You want to keep him right till 5?
We'll be out at 4:54.
All right. You're stuck here then.
And traffic's not that bad today.
So. Oh, yeah. There's no one on the roads
one,
today.
One more for the thick Southern ladies.
That's right.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Thanks for the support. Hi. My name is.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts like A.J. Hoffman and myself.
Damn right.
Including the 12 Nightmares of Christmas from the Texans yesterday, which I was very proud of that I was able to come up with something that didn't suck off that game. It's so hard to write about those guys. But you can also get content from John Granato, Charlie Palillo.
Chuck. I like to call him Chuck Palillo.
You do. Barry Laminack has been on there a couple times. If you're not on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now. SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMap, H-O-U.
It's cool what you guys have been able to piece together. You guys have been able to grab some good talent here. And it's funny. I remember when John Madani was running the station. Is this 10 years old yet? It is, right?
Yeah.
It's got to
be. Yeah, we were going to have a
big... We had a party, but then it got canceled.
Right, because of some
because storm. It rained for a while.
Yeah, some storm that blew through.
With some rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I guess that broke up a couple of little
bit. It broke up a party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys are, I mean, you should have. We should have never stopped the party for 10 years. Nobody thought the station would be hanging around in 10 years.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember when I moved here from Austin, Granato and Zerline, that was the show, man.
Yeah.
That was the show. And for whatever reason, things didn't work out where they were, and they did some of their own stuff on 1560, and then they decided to do different things, whatever. But when I saw that y'all were able to get that show back together here on the in morning drive of this station, that you know the amount of wood that a lot of us chopped just to put this thing on the map here in town and make it even competitive, that's an outstanding addition. And I really hope the city is enjoying waking up to that show, because you talk about you guys and the history you guys have here in this town. Those guys were it. So I'm really happy with what I'm happy for y'all with what you've been able to do. And Palillo, I used to work with him across the street when I first came here, and he's got his following, and he always treated me right when I got to work with him. And nobody's style obviously is for everybody, but that guy does have a true following. No one knows as much as him. And so is 1560, what is that station? Is that
it's
even
94.1 now? It's SportsMap 94.1.
And 1560 was well, burned to the ground?
We leased it out to someone else.
Yeah,
we've
leased it out to, I believe, a Vietnamese thing. You get Vietnamese if you go there now.
Yes.
All right. No offense to you guys, but I will lock that in on my way home for sure. I look forward
as
to
you
hearing
should.
That.
Yeah.
But that is that's good to see. I'm glad to see that you guys have Palillo. So just congrats for how you guys are evolving this thing, man. It's terrific.
Yeah, getting John and Lance back together is huge for the station. I'm as excited as anybody.
Huge for the city.
And
it's good for the show.
It is.
Good stuff.
It is. And I'm so happy. I think I've the story. Granato's the reason I'm in radio. He taught me into coming over to 1560, but Lance was extremely supportive. And then I helped him with his writing career. He was writing for me at the Chronicle, and now he's writing for NFL Network. So it's kind of that small world how, you do things for people. And then I'm just so happy to have him back, even. He'll be jumping on with us at 5:30 today, by the way.
Is he here today?
Yeah, he's here today. He's in there doing his damn film study.
Okay, I figured he wasn't coming in because I didn't think he was going to be here.
Oh, no, he's here.
So. He was even here on Christmas Eve.
Look at him.
Yeah, he's working his butt off.
There's no rest for the weary.
Oh, I like him. He's really, really talented. So good for you guys. I'm happy to see you guys have that going. And how's the city doing from Harvey, man? You guys, doesn't look as bad as I thought it might.
It just depends on where you are. There's still some places that... especially up by that Addicts Reservoir where there's still trash all over the place.
Yeah.
And I drove through Meyerland the other day to go pick up my daughter, and there's still places over there where there's still it just depends on where you are. And it was such a weird experience for so many of us because, you know, a lot of people lost a lot. A lot of people, it came really close to losing a lot. And then there were a lot of people like us where we didn't get anything. We got 38 inches of rain, but our area didn't flood at all. But then less than a mile away, I'm watching a helicopter rescue on 59. Yeah. And it was just so odd that places, you know, right down the road from you got nuked. And then AJ kind of had the same thing. There were places around him that got flooded very badly, and then they came out okay. But it was so there's still some places. There's still some, and over in – and obviously we've got a ton of followers over in the Golden Triangle. They got hit really hard too.
Yeah.
And I think people have forgotten about that a little bit because –
they're still recovering, and we were just over in Beaumont and talking to some people, and there's still people in shelters in some places. So it looks like business as usual around here, and for the majority of the people, I'd say it is, but there's still a lot to be done, and there's still there's still some people who are struggling right now.
Yeah, I mean, my sister-in-law, her and her husband, they lost everything out on the west side when they dealt with that. With that reservoir being opened up,
yeah.
You know, so they got washed out like a week after the whole thing. But I mean, I knew I'd miss everybody here, but boy, when that was going on, I can't explain enough. I mean, I felt that, man, in my soul for you guys. I couldn't, I mean, I was up just watching on social media, watching on the news. It just, I really was feeling for everybody down here. That was incredible, though, how y'all really pulled that thing together. AJ running around in a kayak and pulling people out. I mean, it's just, I'll always love this place. And just the way the city rallied and the way people recognized what a great community it is here during that. I've never been prouder to have been a part of the history of this town just from the way that everybody handled that. So I'm glad to hear things are swinging back around. I figured they would, and I get to go to New Orleans tomorrow. Another city knows how to bounce back from this kind of nonsense. So, folks down here and out in Golden Triangle and New Orleans people, I mean, y'all do it right, man.
We're hanging in there, man.
You're hanging in there. I figured you would.
And I know it's probably snowing in Omaha right now, so thoughts and prayers for you.
Actually, it snowed here first.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. We got snow before Omaha?
Yeah, you did.
Man.
It's actually pretty decent weather there. What's nice about
that? That was Winter Armageddon 2017, yep. We called that.
I saw
that.
That's
the name of the storm.
Yeah.
We're not fully recovered, to be honest.
It was Winter Storm Barney is what that was.
It was intense, and I saw some
people
posting.
There were centimeters of, just all over the place.
Well, you will rebuild.
We'll try.
Yeah, I mean, that looked like that was pretty intense.
Actually, after this one, we're thinking about just packing up and getting out.
If Harvey wasn't enough, that snow should have
ran. It's like Harvey came, and then that snowstorm, and there was like 2 inches just stuck sitting there for like 6 hours.
Almost seven.
We were like,
almost 7 hours.
We got to get out of here.
No, so. I felt for you guys. That's when I really got worried. Harvey, I said, y'all a deal. Snow, I said, that city's over. It's done.
I'm moving to the Dominican. It never snows. Never.
Where's Jong, by the way? What's
Jong's taking vacation? Jong is like, because he's management now.
Yeah, yeah,
takes
that's
vacation
right.
Whenever he wants.
Well, I hope to come back down here for his biggest mistake of his life.
I hope you do.
I look forward to coming down for his wedding.
Yes.
Actually, he's a lucky dude. I remember saying to him, I'm like, dude, if you don't get that done, you're not going to do better. I mean, you work in radio, you're Jong Lee.
I got laid finally.
I don't believe it.
He did.
I don't think he's
he did. No,
yeah, we had the video.
Yeah, we saw it. He videoed it for us. Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah, it's very nice.
May I watch? I've got 10 seconds.
It's only five.
We'll have a beer after we watch. Yeah. It's cool.
We'll smoke a little, yeah.
Yeah.
Fred, you still smoking?
I've cut way back. I'm going to quit the first of the year.
Stop smoking.
I know, but I'm still smoking weed.
Good for you. That's one of the beauties about being up there in Omaha is Colorado's about a 7-hour drive. I can legally drive out there, and I can smoke and eat weed however I damn well please.
Good for you.
The beer is really, really good. I mean, Colorado's a place
that
I would
that
love
Avery Brewing
to
up
live.
There is freaking fantastic. Yeah, that's one of the places on my list. If I do quit in 2 years, either going to be Colorado or Toronto. Both places will have legal weed because they're legalizing in Canada now. And technically, it's been decriminalized here. If you have less than 4 ounces, all they do is basically
it's like a ticket, like a parking ticket.
But you don't pay anything.
Right.
It's just you have to go take a class.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, whoever has some, hit me downstairs in 5 minutes.
He'll be there.
Just keep it underneath that amount, and we'll be good to go.
Tyler's got some for sure.
I bet he does.
For sure. Look at the guy.
Got a big beard going.
There's some edibles that I may have procured.
Good for you.
Tyler's got that strong beard going right there. Looking good.
Yeah. It's a neck beard.
Oh.
That's what, yeah. He trims it up to make sure it's not a real neck
Where's
beard.
Your beard, Fred? You always used to grow a real man's beard.
No, I never did, because I always look homeless. It's like it's like five different colors, mostly gray. Kind of like yours looks now.
Only, yeah.
Like the red and stuff that would pop. I don't know where the hell red facial hair comes from on me. But
what I need is the tar that you put on your head a couple of years ago to put on my to put on my beard.
I'm going to do that again just because you guys need another year's worth of.
You said you were going to do something for like a black and orange for the Astros, but
if somebody volunteered to do it, nobody did.
I'll volunteer to do it.
No, you're not doing it. I want a real hairstylist, preferably with boobs. Boobs or a gay guy.
I'll do it.
One of those two.
That was
Glenn
one of
Davis
my favorite.
Has a salon sponsor.
Glenn Davis, he has a salon sponsor.
Well,
he'll do
if,
it.
If they'll do it, then fine, I'll do it.
That was one of my favorite episodes, man.
I remember telling Jong, I said, don't say a single thing to Fred before the show starts about his hair. Not one word.
Yeah.
And Jong said, why not? I said, you'll see when he gets in there.
You did that for TV, right?
Yeah. Well, and I was doing a bunch of TV stuff at the time, and I was trying to
the Munsters.
That would have been a good one, but no, I let my stylist talk me into it, which was a huge mistake.
No, it was the best choice.
Because she's like, oh no, look a lot better if you get. She's since been fired, but
as dark as that leather jacket you've got going. Yeah. But Fred, now you're like me. Now you're in management, and now you become a gray, decrepit old man, unlike AJ and Tyler,
that's right.
who decide to stay on the right side of the ball, and you don't age.
We're hanging in there. We're hanging in there.
Yeah, I've aged 12 years in the last 6 months.
Well, believe me, that's what management will do for you, for sure. I understand.
Well, brother, we love having you.
Thank I love you,
for
you guys.
Coming in, spending some time with us, man, and enjoy your time here in Houston. And it was good to drink some beers with you, and good to talk to you on the radio as always. And safe travels. Enjoy New Orleans. I know you and I both love that town.
Love that
We've
city.
Had some good times there together. I know it's a good place. So
love the folks there.
Enjoy that, and safe travels home, my man.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Hopefully we'll see you in May for Jong's wedding.
That is the plan.
All right.
That is absolutely the plan, and truly, I'm proud of what you all are doing. I love you guys all. Truly, everyone out there that supports this radio station, I love you guys. I mean, you have no idea what we've had to do, what you guys have had to do to put it here. And just all the best, man. Keep chopping your wood and doing good things here. Believe me, I'm proud of you.
You know who's a big fan of Dave? Juggalo Trey.
Yeah, he's a
Juggalo Trey was starstruck.
He's a big star. I've been following him now. I was glad. I was like, wow, you know who I am? I'm like here to get your autograph.
Yeah.
I dig that guy.
You guys traded autographs. That was very nice.
No, I think it's terrific. And Fred, don't screw this place up, Mr. Vice President.
No,
please.
We're going to be fine. I think we're going to be okay.
Good.
I have faith.
All right. You know what I've got faith in? Triangle Energy. That's what I got faith in. You know why? Born and raised in Texas company, and they care about providing a good low electricity rate. They provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses overall, which is a great thing. Because it's nice to have a great rate, but you want to use less energy at the end of the day, and that's what they're trying to help you do. Use promo code ESPN, you'll get a discount, and if you're in the CenterPoint territory, you can get the Smart Energy 36 plan that locks in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. And that includes an all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service. So you can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, to read you the news, tell you the scores, adjust the temperature, and more. Triangle will also come out and install it for free because they know that you probably can't install it yourself because, let's face it, you're just not that handy. Call 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.